Hey guys, it's Tracy. This is the hashtag Fish Life podcast. If you're listening to me on Anchor, thank you so much for tuning in there. But if you're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or any of the other great podcast options out there and platforms, I thank you so much for tuning in. This is week number 5. I have made it an entire month through my podcast. The Fish Life podcast is just kind of a general, nothing off the table, kind of open topic forum. The entire month of May, if you haven't listened to any of the other weeks prior to this, I just started in May of 2019, and the idea was to kind of stay relevant and take a gimmick that I have been using on Facebook, on my personal page, to make it more of a now and relevant idea. What I do on my personal page is something called Livin' and Drivin'. And what I do is I drive, keep my phone in the air conditioning vents, and I kind of just talk while I drive. Sometimes it's rambling, sometimes there are topics behind it. Sometimes I get a lot of participation, and sometimes I'm not even the one driving, so I can tune in a little bit more without taking my eyes off the road and doing it in a safe way. So I tried to take the Drivin' and Livin' gimmick and turn it into a podcast. So that's where we are right now. The entire month of May has been about, the entire month of May has been about saying yes. What that really means was taking the word no out of my vocabulary. So you might think that's a lot easier than it really is. We as parents especially, and I have 5 kiddos, you know, you're constantly saying no to them about something. Can I have a cookie before dinner? No, you don't want to ruin your dinner. Can I stay up an extra hour? No, because last night you stayed up really late. You know, there are simple things that we just say no to very frequently as parents, and that can be kind of difficult when your whole goal is to take the word no out of your vocabulary. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that I don't say no to things? No, it means that my goal was to remove the word no because it has such a heavy and negative in and of itself holds such a negative and heavy connotation that my goal was to see if by removing just those 2 little letters, if that made things easier as a parent, if it made my attitude change, and if I noticed a difference in my immediate family, in other words, those people that live in the house with me, my husband and my kids. So I think that it's safe to say that at the end of the 5 weeks, because you know there's only 3 more days left of the month, I'm going to call this a successful experiment. Now, why do I say that? So for the first 2 weeks, I worked really hard at trying to not say no. Now, the first week was really tough because, like I said, we use it a lot. It's oftentimes the very first word that many of us learn how to say. So it's ingrained in us from a really young age that it's just an acceptable word in our dialogue on a day-to-day basis. But what we don't take into consideration is that when we tell someone no, we're really saying, I don't want to. I can't is really the same as I don't want to. So telling your kid no is telling them that, you know, you don't want to. You don't want to participate in that. You don't want to give them this. You don't think they need this. But when you take the word no out of the equation, but still use some of its sister words or sister phrases, the outcome can be really different. For instance, let's take my 6-year-old. My 6-year-old is a kindergartner, and I think that about sums it up. She's very, very active. She has quirky personality traits. In fact, this year we even had her diagnosed to see if she was on the autism spectrum. And the reports on that were actually very inconclusive, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. So Natalie has some really great energy behind her. And I think that's a really safe way to say that. I'm not negatively saying that she's energetic at all. Please by no means take that as what I'm saying. So Natalie does not respond well to negative. One of her traits is that she really does not understand when you tell her no to something. Even though she knows she shouldn't do it, she doesn't understand why. So you have to kind of explain. So by saying something like, honey, right now is just not a very good time to do that. Can we please try for another time? Let's think about a good time to do that, or something along those lines that doesn't flat out say, no, Natalie, we're not doing that right now. Because to her, that's not enough of an explanation. Neither for me, really, because I like to explain things and I like to have information. I like to have research before I go and even get a tattoo or get my ears pierced or anything. I research beyond research. I get a little bit excited and obsessive. And, you know, my daughter picked that up from me. But I was really excited to see that telling her no without using those two letters, without using that word, gave her so much more control over her emotions and so much control over how she responded to the ensuing answer that she actually almost gave up entirely on fighting me on something. For the last 2 years almost, we've been trying very hard with different behavioral therapists to get these tantrums under control. And by simply taking out that word no, they were almost entirely gone. So the positive effect of telling a child, I think we can find a better time for that versus no, is just immense. So another thing it did is it really gave me a better frame of mind. Now, could it entirely be because I wasn't saying no and I wasn't being negative? Because when you say no, it's just very cut and dry. Right? It's very easy. It's very simple. But it's very harsh. And I think, unfortunately, we carry such a heavy burden with that word that even if we're not trying to be negative and we're just saying, no, I don't think so, that you still kind of have this feeling over you. So for me, by taking out as best I could remember and try, and after a while, guys, it really became very easy to take that word out of my vocabulary because I was already training my brain, I was retraining my brain to process the way I spoke differently so that the outcome of the situation would be better, right? So if I noticed that by telling Natalie, not right now, can we try for another time, or maybe we can compromise and you can have a cookie after dinner, I was still telling her no, right? But I wasn't using that word. And I noticed that my peace of mind was so much greater because, first off, I wasn't dealing with a child that was having a temper tantrum. I wasn't dealing with a child that couldn't process why she couldn't do something. And that really, that wears on you mentally. It brings you down. It's just tearing you up for it. So my mind frame was just calmer and more peaceful. I feel as if my older children did much better with this as well. I feel as if they were able to realize that mom wasn't just saying no because she's mean. Mom was saying no because there's a reason behind it. There was an actual reason for mom to tell you, no, this is not the time, and mom explained it. So the second week of saying no, I actually, or saying yes to no, wait, saying no to yes, what? Saying yes in May, the second week of that, I really picked up on an easier way of speaking. Yes, I was still explaining why I was doing things or why I had a specific answer for my kids, but it was becoming easier for me to omit that word out of my dialogue. It was becoming easier for me to explain to people what I was doing and work very hard on enlightening them as to why I felt this was a really good option to change my mentality. For anybody who's not been listening since the first podcast or any of the other podcasts in between the beginning of May and here, I really started this in response to listening to a book called Unfuck Yourself. And I apologize that, you know, this is definitely not, I'm not going to be throwing out F-bombs all the way, but it's what the book is called. I don't have a lot of time to sit down and read. I do enjoy a good audiobook, and that is a great audiobook. So I was very surprised, but the basis of it is very much your mind state controls a lot of your happiness. And so to me, I thought I'll start small. I'll take out that word and see what happens. And so by the second week, it was a lot easier to start noticing these changes, to start noticing my kids responding better, to see my husband react a little bit differently, to feel like I was forming a better relationship with my family. That was amazing. The third week, I kept it up. I kept going. I let our six-year-old therapist in on what was going on. I did tell her, you know, hey, this is what's going on, and, you know, this is the result we're seeing, and I think it's amazing. You know, you have to, again, keep in mind, this is one of the very first words we all learn, that we all say, and it's something that, you know, when we say it, it's cute when we're a little kid, but then we grow up, and the cuteness wears off. So the fourth week, I actually got a really good suggestion from a dear friend of mine. Lisa decided to give me some input. She was traveling and she had decided to kind of binge a few of the episodes. And they, you know, my episodes are not super long, so it's really great to be able to throw these out, and you can knock out a few of them within an hour. Maybe, you know, three of them within an hour. But she was listening to him and she said, you know, what about when it's appropriate to say no? And I thought that was a great, great topic switch, because it's still empowering your dialogue and empowering your choices by your words. But there are times that we need to say no. We need to learn how to say no. What situations can we learn to say no in? And I really stayed away from the topic of consent, because I did not want to turn it into a political podcast moment. I firmly believe in consent, and we're going to leave it right there. But there are times when it is appropriate to say no in a situation, and when you need to use that word so that you have that finite disconnect, so that you have that moment of saying, no, I cannot do that. Because usually that's a moment that you need to declare that it is not good for you. It is not in your best interest, your best well-being. It is not going to be an advantageous move for you to do that situation. For example, no, I will not be driving tonight if I drink. No, I cannot watch your kids again tonight, you know? No, I can't. And these are just things I'm throwing out. They are not instances. They are not personal experience. I'm just thinking of things. So last week I asked people to think about, what situations do you need to learn to say no to? Do you need to say no for your own health? What situations would you give as an example for that? And it was really great to get some feedback privately from people and say, hey, yeah, you know, a great example is blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, I have this and I always say yes and it really brings me down and I have to say no. But, you know, for me, it got me thinking about the situations that I just have to tell myself no, or I have to just say no to stuff. And a lot of the people that gave me feedback were, they were food related, and I have the same issues. I have to tell myself no. I have to say no, I cannot have that extra serving. No, I'm not going to have dessert tonight. No, I'm going to stop eating. I've got too much in my body already. But a lot of the other things were personal situations, family members. No, I can't do that for you anymore. No, I cannot be that person for you. And I really enjoyed hearing these people telling me, you know, these are the things that I deal with. And it's really interesting that we all kind of deal with the same issue. We say yes, 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 yes. But when it's time to say no, when it comes to ourselves and when it comes to our own sacrifices to make ourselves happy, a lot of us just don't do it. A lot of us don't say, yes, I am worthy. And I found it kind of disheartening, but calming and peaceful at the same time, because we're all doing the same thing. We are giving to everyone. There's, you know, you cannot pour from empty, right? So an instance where you need to say no is going to be healthier for you. So keeping that in mind, you know, saying saying yes to May and saying yes to situations is great and taking that word out, but when it is definitely the word you need to use and it is what needs to be said, you need to say it. And I'm thoroughly encouraging you. I'm encouraging you to say yes and take that word no out and let it's like your last resort word, you know? It's that resource that just seals the deal. And it really, it's a permanent answer. And I think that we should definitely keep it in reserves, but just in reserves, and use that when it's absolutely necessary to get that point across to someone. So for this last week, you know, we're coming in on about 15 and a half minutes right now. And I thank you for hanging in there with me. I feel like today has been a really good, clear, concise thought process. For the podcast, so I appreciate you hanging in there with me today. But for the last few days of this month, I'm still going to process the saying yes to May. I'm still working on saying no thank you to things that harm me and things that are not going to help me and be beneficial. One of my biggest challenges right now is weight loss. I know I'm not the only one that goes through this. I know that there are plenty of people out there that are also dealing with this, just like I am. And I think there are many of us that say, you know, here's the deal. I will forego my health so that I can get my kids to soccer practice, so that my kids' swim meet comes first. I'll eat a breakfast sandwich from McDonald's at 6 o'clock at night because I've been on the run all day. And we have to stop doing that to ourselves. We have to put ourselves first. I'm not saying ignore everyone else in your life, but I'm saying, you know, look out for yourself. Make sure that you are getting the self-care that you need. In July, we're going to be talking the entire month about self-care, specifically how it pertains to women. We will tackle how men need it as well, but obviously I don't have firsthand knowledge from that, so maybe I can grab my husband and put him on for that. We'll see if he tolerates it. But I think it's really very important for us to think about how these words fit into our lifestyle. You know, there's only so many times you can say yes to something that's harmful, but when you're saying no to things that are actually not bad, or you're just saying no to say no, it's time to start thinking about that. It's time to go back and look at it. So guys, thank you for hanging with me today. It's a quick one. I do want to remind you that next month in June, starting next week, is all about the music that I grew up on. I will definitely have some guests, and I'm going to, you know, tap their brains and see what music they listen to. I'm not going to get just all like-minded people. I want to get a couple of different eras in there, but we'll be talking Arrested Development. We'll be talking Nas. We're going to talk some Run DMC. We're going to talk Tribe. We're going to talk all these bands and all these musicians that really made my life complete. Growing up, because they are also still with me right now. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't listen to these artists still. You know, I'm in love with music. I love music entirely. And I think there's something to be said about the music that we listen to at pivotal stages in our lives. And I think that it's very important to kind of tap into that and to see if we all have like a common thread, or if, you know, it's regional, or, you know, because some of my friends didn't grow up here in the area where I am. So, and I didn't grow up here a lot. So it'll be fun to see that. So thank you so much for tapping in with me today to the Fish Life podcast. I really appreciate you listening. I'd love to come up with like a fun way to end this, but the way that I always end my Drivin' Enlivens is to remind you that you need to put a smile on your face, even for a split second, and to put a smile on somebody else's face, because you really don't know when they need that the most. You don't know how much holding that door for somebody can mean to them. You don't know how much paying it forward in the Starbucks line means to that mama who's been up all night with a sick baby. You know, small little things, do a small gesture for someone every day, a random act of kindness, do whatever you have to do, but put a smile on yourself, put a smile on somebody else's face. Have a great rest of your day or night, whenever you're listening. Thanks again, guys. I will talk to you soon. Bye.